It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Rene Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. He's talked about jobs, he's talked about spending, and now President-elect Obama talks about cutting. After sketching a plan to create or save millions of jobs, the president-elect plans today to propose reforms to the federal budget. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barack Obama has asked his team of economic advisors to get to work immediately on an economic recovery plan aimed at restoring confidence in financial markets and among ordinary families. He hopes to have a plan ready when the new Congress convenes in early January.
With our economy in distress, we cannot hesitate and we cannot delay. Our families can't afford to keep on waiting and hoping for a solution.
Mr. Obama has not attached a dollar figure to his stimulus plan, but says it should be big enough to jolt the economy back into shape. Yesterday, he began to introduce the team that will help shape his economic policies, beginning with his nominee for Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner.
Tim served with distinction under both Democrats and Republicans, and has a long history of working comfortably and as an honest broker on both sides of the aisle.
As president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, Geithner has been deeply involved in efforts to shore up Wall Street, for better or worse. Before that, he worked at the Treasury Department, where economist Brad DeLong, now at Berkeley, got to know and admire him.
He had tact and ability to assemble consensus in terms of not only being very smart, but also in terms of allowing other people to be and to think they were smart if it was part of what got the job done.
That's not a description many people would apply to former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, Geithner's mentor, who was also a candidate for the cabinet post. Instead, Mr. Obama chose Summers to serve inside the White House as the head of his National Economic Council. Summers is one of the country's most highly regarded economists, but Dean Baker of the Liberal Center for Economic and Policy Research complains that as Treasury Secretary, Summers championed some of the financial deregulation that's contributed to the current mess.
Well, I think a lot of people voted for President Obama hoping that there'd be some changes. And, you know, what we're seeing here is that we're getting a lot of the people who were there in the Clinton administration. It is somewhat disconcerting.
The president-elect says he's choosing economic advisors with a balance of experience and fresh ideas. Mr. Obama is standing by his promise to cut taxes for most Americans while raising taxes on those making more than $250,000 a year. He won't say whether he plans to ask for those tax hikes on rich families right away or simply let their tax rates climb in a couple of years as scheduled.
It is important if we're going to help pay for some of these expenditures that are absolutely necessary to get our economy back on track that those who are in a position to pay a little bit more do so. Whether that's done through repeal or whether that's done because the Bush tax cuts are not renewed is something that my economic team will be providing me a recommendation on.
Mr. Obama is also waiting to hear more from domestic automakers about how they might use government assistance to retool for the future. He says while the federal government should not allow U.S. car makers to simply vanish, any financial aid should be conditioned on steps to ensure the company's long-term sustainability.
Taxpayers don't want to see more money wasted.
That goes for other government spending as well. In order to pay for necessary investments, Mr. Obama says, the government will have to find meaningful savings elsewhere. Aides say he'll talk today about ways to reform the budget, make government spending smarter, and save money in areas such as health care. He's also expected to name the director of the Congressional Budget Office to run his own management and budget office in the White House. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Chicago.